down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, and we're glad you are. We're trying to give you an education here on indoor air quality. We're trying to give you an education here on air conditioning, your home comfort, what you can expect, and what you shouldn't be spending your money on. You finish this hour with us, and you're going to graduate one more class of the Rosie on the House University.
We had a texter ask, what makes an air conditioning system fail? Well, it is a mechanical unit. I mean, ultimately, everything mechanical is going to break down, and there's going to be some time where the economic value of repair doesn't make sense as opposed to replacement, because you have a lot of things in factoring in.
Yeah.
Rosie uses the car a lot. You know, a new air conditioning has a lot better gas mileage than the old air conditioning units.
Yeah, a car is the best analogy tool that we can use to kind of describe to your homeowner. So 10 to 15 years, though, is your average life expectancy. So I always tell homeowners, 10 years is like hitting, you know, 200,000 miles on your vehicle. So that's at the point where, you know, you hit that 10-year mark, and if you're faced with a repair bill that's over $500, that's when we're going to encourage you to invest into a new system.
It's one of the investments that I can tell homeowners confidently that if it's analyzed correctly, and you have a 10-year-old air conditioning system that you may be unhappy with the fact that, gosh, I was really counting on getting a few more years out of this thing. What we've done with technology, what we've done with the compressors, what we've done with the design of the system, that when I lost all my air conditioners on my roof in the hailstorm of 2011.
Right.
So I had about 10-year-old equipment up there. It was state-of-the-art equipment when it was installed. We had 10-year-old equipment up there.
Yeah.
We downsized. We took almost a ton and a half off the house. And with that new, more efficient equipment, my air conditioning bill went down 30%.
Yeah.
The air conditioning, not the total bill.
Right.
But the summer air conditioning bill went down 30%. So the new increased efficiency, you can really see the results.
Yeah, a significant, significant difference. So
Trane, y'all are big partners with Trane.
Yeah, Trane, we primarily install Trane systems. They're actually, we have a great promotion with them starting on the 15th, and that's 0% financing for 72 months. But there's really a Trane system that we could fit into every budget, and starting on the 15th, there's that 0% for 72 months promotion going on.
All right. We have a question that we won't have time to take on air. It's someone from Arizona City down in Casa Grande, and they're wondering, is there a way a homeowner can tell, is their intake, is their return air too restricted?
Yeah, your number one way is just to look at your filter. If that filter is at the end of the month and you pull it down and it looks like it just got
concave,
it's trying to get pulled up into the system, that's your one that one fact for you. And then another way is if you take down the grate of your air conditioning system while it's running and see how much resistance to pulling that filter off. If it's hard to pull off the filter, that means it's too tight.
I think a properly sized return air and supply makes for a very quiet unit.
Yeah, noise is your whistling indicator.
A lot of air noise going through the vanes of the return air register.
Yeah,
those are all indications.
Yep, it's too small.
Okay, and then we've got, let's bring Peggy into the conversation. I think we could squeeze her. She's actually calling from beautiful Payson, Arizona. We don't get a lot of calls from Payson. Good morning, Peggy.
Well, good morning. I heard you were talking about air conditionings, and we were just talking about this. We have a friend staying in our basement. It has a basement bathroom and bedroom combo, and it's been cold except for yesterday and today. And so we've had to give him a space heater because we don't have any ductwork or any heat down there at all. And it's about, I think there's about 1,500 square feet in the basement, and we have a floor unit that's outside the house. But I know the ductwork and the rest of the house is the... not the proper ductwork, you know, it's Payson. Okay. So it's the Ram Soft stuff up in the attic.
Okay.
So we were trying to figure out how we could provide heating down there. I mean, we may be
okay.
over it.
Okay. All right. Hang on, Peggy. We'll let Jeff answer that as we're running up tight on time here.
Yeah, Peggy, that's a great application for the mini splits. I don't know if you were listening while we're talking about the mini split air conditioning and heating application, but that is something that you could look into for a solution.
One of the reasons mini splits score such a high efficiency rating is because you're not pushing the air through inefficient duct design.
Correct.
They're a ductless
yeah.
air conditioning and heating system.
Yeah.
So, Peggy, I can't encourage you enough that that's exactly what your basement needs, a little mini split, and you're going to have your little house guests tickled to death. All right. I encourage people all the time, get the whole house energy audit. Brett's online. Is this Brett from Prescott? That's hilarious. Oh, that's great. All right, Brett. Finally, we get a hold of each other. He's a heat pump in Prescott.
Okay.
And he called months ago in the winter and was wondering why he had such high bills. Well, you know, heat pump in Prescott's going to have a hard time.
That's right.
A little bit too cold, a little bit too damp.
But yeah.
They got a lot of them up there, and they put resistant heat strips in. And, boy, when those things kick in, you might as well just double charge the electric meter. Jeff Carmichael of Rias, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Text Coyote to 411-923. We'll send you to Coyote's next Saturday night, the 18th. And
I think to myself.
Thank you, gentlemen.
What a wonderful world.